This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The FBI does not believe the man who crashed a pickup truck into pedestrians in New Orleans on Wednesday, killing 15 of them, acted alone. The driver shot dead by police. The AP's Sagar Magani with what we're learning.
President Biden is mourning those killed by an Islamic State-inspired driver who steered into a New Orleans New Year's celebration.
I agree with you.
The suspect, Shamsuddin Jabbar, an American citizen from Texas and an Army veteran.
Mere hours before the attack, he posted videos on social media indicating that he's inspired by ISIS, expressing a desire to kill.
It was the deadliest IS-inspired assault on U.S. soil in years.
Bodies all up and down the street.
Zion Parsons' friend was among those killed in the French Quarter.
This is evil.
New Orleans Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick. There was an improvised explosive device in his truck, and others were found in the French Quarter.
Investigators in Las Vegas are trying to figure out if that Tesla Cybertruck explosion on Wednesday was terrorism. The truck exploded outside President-elect Trump's Las Vegas hotel, killing a suspect inside the vehicle. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Authorities say the truck was rented via the Turo app and appeared to have a load of fireworks inside. Turo bills itself as a car rental company where you can rent other people's cars. Tesla CEO Elon Musk posted on X that they've now confirmed that the explosion was caused by very large fireworks and or a bomb carried in the bed of the rented Cybertruck.
Just in, the number of Americans applying for unemployment dropped last week to the lowest level since March, suggesting that most workers are enjoying unusual job security. This is AP News. Something new in New York.
It's a first in the country and signed into law by New York Governor Kathy Hochul, paid leave for prenatal care. Pregnant New Yorkers will be entitled to at least 20 hours of paid leave to attend prenatal medical appointments under a law that took effect New Year's Day. All pregnant workers in the private sector are eligible for the paid time off. Workers can schedule the paid leave for pregnancy-related medical appointments, such as physical examinations, end-of-pregnancy care, and fertility treatments, among other things. Hochul pushed for the measure in the state's last legislative session as a way to help reduce maternal and infant deaths in the state. I'm Shelley Adler.
The American Kennel Club is recognizing a new breed of dog, the Danish-Swedish farm dog. A supporter calls them interesting, fun little dogs. They're up for anything, she says. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.